Mr. Chair, we join others in supporting the participation of experts from non-governmental organizations and from civil society in our deliberations. We could benefit better from their expertise and views if we could be flexible regarding their participation in our discussions. We also would like to register our comments on paragraphs 21 and 22. Paragraph 21 reflects the second tier of dual framework consisting of prohibitions and regulations, around which there is a clear consensus. As we stressed many times before, the foundation of this two-pillared architecture should not be limited to compliance with IHL. This foundation should also include building blocks from other branches of international law and relevant ethical perspectives. While we understand that some delegations are attached to the centrality of IHL, we reiterate that the basis for regulation should not merely be to ensure compliance with IHL. We believe a balance between the two views could be made if we revise the first part of the chapeau to read as follows. To enable effects in attacks to be anticipated and controlled as required in the circumstances of their use, with a view to ensuring compliance with IHL, states must institute the following measures where appropriate in the development and deployment of a weapon system based on emerging technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapons, full stop. Alternatively, the chapeau of this paragraph could also be simplified. We propose the following alternative formulation. States must institute the following measures where appropriate in the development and deployment of a weapon system based on emerging technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapon system. With regard to subparagraph C, we propose deleting the phrase provide clear procedures to and replacing it with the following language. Ensure that humans are informed and empowered to exert control over autonomous weapon systems, including adequate training for users on the system's functioning, capabilities, and limitations, including the types of targets it can engage, and the circumstances that trigger the application of force, as well as clear procedures for trained human operators to activate or deactivate functions in weapon systems so as to enhance control or improve decision-making over the use of force where necessary to comply with IHL in the circumstances. We suggest deleting subparagraph D and replacing it with the following subparagraph. Rigorous testing to inform an evaluation and assessment of how the weapon system will perform in the various circumstances of its use and limitation on the complexity of data processing methods to guarantee the weapon system's understandability, explainability, and predictability to ensure that humans are able to direct, countermand, and restrict its operations. On paragraph 22, we suggest deleting the phrase including with the implementation of the principles of distinction, proportionality, and the requirement of precautions in attack after international humanitarian law, and replacing it with the phrase, and must be informed by the consideration of ethical perspectives. My delegation has also submitted these comments to the Secretariat in writing. Thank you, Mr. Chair.